Oh, what a beautiful morning.
I will not have this in my studio.
Goodness, somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
Are you ready?
We want it now.
The one and only.
Here we are, the stars of the show.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
All right, this is going to be a very, very sad day for me and for MAGA Nation. I think I figured out why President Trump is protecting the Epstein rapist billionaire boys club, and it is heartbreaking. It is just absolutely heartbreaking. We're gonna be talking about that today. Thanks so much for joining us. Today's show, I must say, even though it's a very sad theme, possibly exposing President Trump, because quite frankly, I don't know of any other explanation for this. Still, today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done, and that's a virtual fact. It is. You can see the show. We do a live stream. We had been doing it on Facebook, but Facebook has banned me because I shared information about the Epstein Rapist Billionaire Boys Club from the DOJ, the DOJ documents, and the on Facebook, they said, oh, no, that violates community standards because we have to protect billionaire rapists. And so that's why I cannot do, I have no access to my account. Mark Zuckerberg, I hope you rot in friggin' hell. I really do. But good news. Rumble, thank God for Rumble, is available to me. And I've opened an account and we are doing the live stream now on Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. So it's free. So I want you to start signing up for Rumble, and I want you to start watching the Facebook live stream of my show. It keeps growing and growing. A few days ago, I just do a live stream of the show. This is the show. We had views in the hundreds, and yesterday's show, even though we had yesterday's stream, even though we had some weird glitch thing, which I think was on Rumble's side, but I'm not sure. Could be this discount cable company that is trying to provide service to the building here. That I don't know. But we still doubled our viewership from 2 days show 2 days ago to yesterday. So we're making tremendous strides. You can also download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you. Thank you very much. And now, Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. Thank you. All right, fine. So we've got all of that. Again, the live stream on Rumble, make sure you go there. How you do is share everywhere, and don't let Facebook win with this one. They're doing whatever they can to silence me, all about the Epstein Rapist Billionaire Boys Club and how the current administration, yes, MAGA Nation, we are talking about our president, who's done a lot of things right, shutting down the open border, improving the economy immensely, reducing bureaucracy, helping to end major crimes in our cities. He's done a lot of things right. But he doesn't get a pass on this one. And this is arguably the biggest, the most disgusting story regarding a worldwide conspiracy of child trafficking and child abuse and worse that there's ever been. And our president is stonewalling. He is protecting the Epstein Rapist Billionaire Boys Club. Later on today, we're going to do Dimitri Graffiti, your chance to call in and say or do whatever it is you want to say or do within the rules of engagement. We typically don't do it on the live stream, the Rumble live stream, because quite frankly, I don't know if we have music royalty issues that we have to deal with because we have music that we play with Dimitri Graffiti, but you can certainly download the app and then click Big Willie 105.5. So this is what I wrote. And that's included in the Rumble live stream. But let me read this to you, because, again, you can't see it on Facebook, because I've been banned for sharing information with you regarding the DOJ files regarding Epstein. And we've got lots of audio clips for you this morning. Wait, this is an incredible show for you this morning. It really is. Again, it has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. Everybody knows how much Dimitri does not like to brag about himself. But this one, I got to say, the potential is there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So, again, if you are part of MAGA Nation and you bleed red, white, and blue and you think President Trump can do no wrong, I need to warn you about this. This is heavy-duty stuff. This is what I wrote in the Rumble live stream for the description of today's stream. Trump protecting Rothschild. Mr. President, this will be the theme of every post, meme, headline, and internet search if you continue to protect the Epstein Rapist Billionaire Boys Club. Mr. President, few people know your backstory about how Rothschild money saved you from bankruptcy in 1991. Mr. President, when people look into the Taj Mahal restructuring deal in Atlantic City, what will they learn about the N.M. Rothschild & Sons Investment Bank and Wilbur Ross? Mr. President, as part of that Rothschild bailout, were you forced to make Wilbur Ross your Secretary of Commerce in your first term? Mr. President, what other explanation can there be for stonewalling any efforts to charge, just charge, even one of the Epstein Rapist Billionaire Boys Club members? Mr. President, if you continue to block prosecution, you will give unearned... Hold on a second here. What the hell is this now? Okay, let's get back to this. Mr. President, if you continue to block prosecution, you will be giving unearned credibility to every anti-Semitic trope mumbled by every conspiracy monger wearing a tinfoil hat. I didn't know what a trope was. I had to look it up. Anyway, back to this. Mr. President, I would hate to think that even this Iran war diversion somehow was blessed by the Rothschild family. Please say it ain't so. Mr. President, if there was something more to the Rothschild deal bailing you out with the Taj Mahal, and you don't want regulators to know about it, well, I get that. But MAGA Nation will be very forgiving if you come clean and do what's right. Mr. President, MAGA Nation will not be distracted by your Middle East war, no matter how long it continues. Mr. President, if there is any other reason why you continue to protect the Epstein Rapist Billionaire Boys Club, you must tell MAGA Nation now. Respectfully and sadly, Dimitri Vassilars. It pains me no end to be talking about this. But I don't know what other explanation can there be. There can be. Excuse me. And again, a little background for those who do not know who Dimitri is. Come to think of it, I don't know who I am. Who the hell am I? All right. I have never in a million years ever believed any of the people who I thought were essentially lunatics, Jew-hating lunatics, whenever they started talking about Rothschild this and international banking conspiracy that, as God is my witness, I didn't realize the Rothschild family existed. I thought it was just like made up crazy stuff, like that book about Zion elderly Zion something or other. I had no idea. I literally had no idea. I had no interest in this stuff. These people would go on and on, their tinfoil hats and their conspiracy theories and, you know, Jewish people doing this, that, and the other, whatever. I thought they were insane. And they probably still are, quite frankly. But even a broken clock is going to be right twice a day. If it's one of those analog clocks, you know, where they get stuck at, you know, 10 and 2 and all that kind of stuff. And it pains me to even bring up this subject. Because some might misinterpret this as somehow being anti-Semitism. But it's not. I've always been a big supporter of Israel's right to exist and her right to defend herself. I have absolutely no problem treating Israel as a sovereign nation because she is. And what Israel has accomplished since 1948 is breathtaking. It's absolutely breathtaking. I have no problem, I still don't have a problem, with Israel defending herself by killing her enemies. Kill every last one of the enemy. I have no problem with that until the enemy surrenders. Hamas does not want to surrender. Kill every member of Hamas. Hezbollah does not want to surrender. Kill every member of Hezbollah. And on and on and on. There are lots of other groups out there, ISIS, whatever. Kill every one of them. I have no problem with that. Show no mercy. Blow their brains out. I don't care. I really don't. I'd feel the same way about the United States. Sovereign nation, we do whatever we need to do to protect us. I have no problem with that. And I'm one of the few people probably on this earth who has no problem with Israel having nukes. Now, it's unofficial, but wink, wink. There's a strong likelihood that Israel has figured out, probably working back with the old white supremacist government in South Africa and God knows who else, come up with nuclear warheads. My guess is that Israel has nukes. Frankly, I hope Israel does have nukes. And lots of them. Because again, I treat Israel as a sovereign nation who needs to do whatever she needs to do to take care of herself, to protect herself. I have no problem with any of this. And if Israel thought that Iran was trying to destroy Israel, Israel has every right to attack Iran. In fact, drop nukes on them. If that's what it takes to defend Israel, hey, we did that in World War II. We used the nuclear option on our enemy in World War II. I've got no problem with Israel doing the same thing. In fact, we used our nuclear option twice. That's why this show today is so painful, why this stream, live stream on Rumble is so painful. Because I'm not one of the crazies. Never was. And never will be. It had to take an overwhelming, and I mean overwhelming, amount of evidence, clear-cut, and in the Epstein case, disgusting beyond human comprehension, for me to be open to the possibility that maybe those hateful crazies in the tinfoil hats weren't all wrong all the time. But again, I needed overwhelming evidence to even entertain the possibility that maybe they might be right about something. But the big question, of course, is President Trump. Now, I know he's got Pam Blondie as his attorney general, and he had Dan Bongino, who talks real tough when he's on the radio, and, of course, Kash Patel and so many others. Marco Rubio, oh, they talk tough. God, they all talk tough. But they all answer to the boss, which is the president of the United States. They serve at his pleasure, which is the way it should be. They are doing what he wants them to do. And that is cover up any way possible anything connected with the Epstein files. And by the way, Fox News last night, I couldn't even watch Fox News. It was so disgusting. Sean Hannity, what a whore he is for the Republican establishment. And Bibi Netanyahu going on talking about this, that, and the other. We'll get to that as well, too. Stay tuned.